He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And now there are rumors the Green Bay Packers may trade Aaron Rodgers this offseason, and the Jets are expected to be one of the teams he could end up with. It should be a no-brainer, right? Of course you want to trade for Aaron Rodgers. Well, I'm not sure it's that simple. Trading for Aaron Rodgers may not be the best idea, and I'll tell you why on today's episode of the Locked On Jets podcast.
You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome. This is the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's Friday, January 27th, 2023, and I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Thanking you for making the show your first listen or first watch every day. This podcast is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. If you like what you see or hear, hit the subscribe button wherever you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please give the show a five-star review. It helps the channel out and helps other Jets fans find the podcast. So does giving this episode a big thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Today's episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. Well, if you've been following the rumors in the NFL all week, you've probably heard about Aaron Rodgers. There's all sorts of speculation that he could be traded this offseason, and one of the teams he could be traded to is the New York Jets, at least according to these rumors. And the Jets hiring Nathaniel Hackett on Thursday has increased these rumors because Rodgers and Hackett reportedly had a very good relationship when they worked together. Hackett was in Green Bay for a couple of years as their offensive coordinator before he was hired as Broncos head coach. And you may remember a year ago the Broncos hired him, and there was plenty of talk at the time that one of the reasons the Broncos brought in Nathaniel Hackett was to try and entice Aaron Rodgers to join them via trade. And of course, that did not happen. Hackett had a pretty disastrous stint with the Denver Broncos. Now he's with the Jets. And a guy he coached, a guy he has a good relationship, Aaron Rodgers, is available. And listen, I don't need to tell you how great Aaron Rodgers has been through the course of his career. He's an immortal player in the NFL. He's a guy who's going to go into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. He's the kind of guy, there's no question, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. And the Jets team that really, above all else, needs a quarterback, they seem like a logical landing spot, right? Well, I'm going to be very controversial today because I'm not convinced this would be the right move for the Jets. Now, I'm going to begin with one enormous caveat. I'm not necessarily opposed to the idea of the Jets trading for Aaron Rodgers. My issue is with the current price that's been laid out for Aaron Rodgers. Like anything, you know, you could have the greatest car in the world. You could go out to a restaurant and have the greatest steak in the world. At a certain price, it's just a bad value. And the price for a guy who's a Hall of Fame quarterback is extremely high. But I feel like, given the circumstances, and there's more that goes into it than just the price, it may be too high of a price for the Jets to pay for it to make sense for this team moving forward. And I don't say that lightly, because I'd have no problem giving up a lot to get a quarterback who was going to be around for longer. But part of what plays into this is that Rodgers, you know, is at the end of his career. Now, I think you have to begin, because my biggest issue is with the financials. Now, if you take on Aaron Rodgers' contract, it's an enormous hit. So I think that there's been a little bit of information out there that's been a little deceptive, because I've seen a few people throw out the idea that, well, Rodgers isn't really going to be that expensive. You know, next year his salary cap hit is only going to be $15, $16 million. That's a bargain for a great quarterback. That's true, but it's incomplete information. Because of the way Rodgers' deal is structured, what most likely would happen is, yes, his 2023 cap hit would be around $15, $16 million. However, there would be about, you know, $44, $45 million if he's on your team in 2023 that would count against your cap in future years. So it's not a case where he's making $15, $16 million. He's really going to cost you around $60 million, $60 million against the cap. It's just you're not going to be charged for it all next season. Now, if Rodgers plays 2 years, and let's say he retires after the end of the 2024 season. Well, again, next year is going to be another situation where you'll be able to keep his cap hit low. So if he's on your team in 23, he decides to play again in 24. Again in 24, you'll be able to keep his cap hit relatively low. But again, that's because you're pushing a ton of money into future years. How much money? Well, if Rodgers retires at the end of the 2024 season, in 2025, you could have a dead cap hit, and dead cap is essentially a player counts against your salary cap, even though he's not on your team. The dead cap hit, and if I think we can presume Rodgers is probably only playing 2 more years. That's my educated guess. I don't think that's a controversial statement. So if he retires after 2 years, the first year he's not on your team, he could cost you $60 million against the salary cap. Or there might be a way to work it out where he costs $30 million in 2025, but to do that, he also costs $30 million in 2026. Now, I think sometimes we get a little bit overboard with the panic over dead money, over a player's cap hit. But $60 million in 1 year, or $30 million 1 year, $30 million the next year for a player who's not going to be on your team, that's a point where it is materially impacting your ability to compete. And on top of this, the rumors right now are that Green Bay will require multiple first-round picks to take this contract on. So on top of this, you're going to go 2 years without a first-round pick. Now again, a quarterback who's going to be around 5 years, okay, fine, 2 first-round picks. At least you're getting 5 years out of this. You're essentially, I don't want to use the phrase mortgaging your future, because you still will have avenues to improve the team. You'll still have all your other draft picks. The player's not going to take up the entire cap. He's going to take up a good chunk of the cap. So I don't want to use the phrase mortgaging your future, but in order to improve your chances for 2 years, I think it's clear you're materially hurting your chances in the future. I don't think that that's really debatable right now. So when I see people say that, well, he's not going to cost much money in 2023, well, there's a reason for that, because you're essentially putting this on the credit card, and you are putting an enormous bill on the future. And yes, I know the cap typically goes up. Well, if the cap goes up, it goes up for everybody. So it's not an advantage for the Jets. If you are taking $60 million out of 2 years where the guy's not even going to be on your team, that hurts. And if you're taking 2 premium draft picks, because, listen, draft picks become more important when you're dedicating that much money to players who aren't on your team, who aren't going to be able to help you, because that's the one area where, you know, maybe it's going to be tougher to operate in free agency. It's going to be tougher to trade for veteran players at that point. So the one mechanism you still will have is the draft, because, first of all, any player you draft has to come to you, but second of all, they're not making a ton of money. Well, you won't have 2 first-round picks in back-to-back years. And by the way, those are the years where you really, year 3 and 4, this would be essentially year 2 and year 3, the first year Rodgers retires. That's where these draft picks would be at in their careers. Those are the points where draft picks really start to have an impact. So on top of all the money you're losing, you're not going to have a chance to add impact talent in those years. I think this is a move that would be very short-sighted under the current financial arrangements and the current price of a trade. Now, again, you can lower it. If you can do that, I see the logic for Rodgers. And it's a very high price. And I have to be clear here. It's a very, very high price that would get me to say that this is too much. But what has been laid out is extremely high. And I think the people view this the wrong way. They say, well, if you win the Super Bowl, it's worth it. Well, of course it is. And I'm not denying that. And I'm not denying that there's a scenario where Rodgers comes in and helps the Jets win the Super Bowl. My issue is that when you make a trade, and the only way it can be successful is that you win the Super Bowl once in the next 2 years, that's a risk that's a low probability proposition. I think that if you take on that contract as it exists right now, and you take 2 first-round picks off your team, you're essentially in a situation where you have to win the Super Bowl in one of the next 2 years. It just doesn't work otherwise, because how do you justify the cost of that, of something like that? And I don't know that for where the New York Jets are as a franchise, that's necessarily the best move forward for them. Again, if Rodgers was willing to lower his price tag, okay. If he's willing to take a pay cut, I could see it. If the price went down, I mean, that contract's still bad, but at least it would be more justifiable if the price of the trade compensation went down. You know, I see people say, well, draft picks are draft picks. The Jets have had draft picks for years. That doesn't reduce the value of draft picks. A draft pick could be a Darren Lee. A draft pick could be a Quinton Coples. But a draft pick could also be a Quinnen Williams or a Sauce Gardner or a Garrett Wilson. So you don't know what it's going to be. It could be, but you could be giving away something very, very valuable. And I understand the quarterback position is valuable, but again, part of it's just you're expecting 2 years at the most. And if you only get 2 years out of him, that's a game changer to me. Again, 5 years is a different story. But part of this is where the Jets are as a franchise. Is this a franchise that's at a point where it makes sense to go all in? I don't think so, and I'll explain what I mean by that as we continue this Friday episode of the Locked On Jets podcast. Today's episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. The Jets are looking for a new quarterback. They can look to the draft, they can look to trades, they can look to free agency. But when your small business is hiring, you know that success in 2023 depends on all the team members you surround yourself with. So you should check out LinkedIn Jobs, because with LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. And LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all on one platform. And that's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you again for making Locked On Jets your first listen every day. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast and get daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories, plus in-depth analysis of the biggest games with NFL key predictions every Friday. And Monday, local insiders cover the weekend with game-to-game episodes. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. And today we're talking Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are rumored to be potentially a team that's in the mix for the superstar quarterback of the Green Bay Packers if he's available in a trade. And it's not necessarily that I'm against trading for Aaron Rodgers per se. It's just the price that's been put out there, both contractually and in terms of compensation, seems too high for it to be prudent for the New York Jets. In the NFL, you always hear about the divide between teams that are quote-unquote win now versus teams that are building for the future. And I think in many ways, it's a false choice. I think it's true at the extremes. There are some teams that are just tearing it down, that they're starting from scratch, they're trading off all their players who are good for draft picks. The Jets were like that a couple years ago. And then at the other extreme, you have teams like, I don't know, Tampa Bay when they signed Tom Brady, or the Rams when they traded for Matthew Stafford. They're just going for it. They know that they have a limited window. And they're just saying, you know what, this is our shot, we're going for it. I think there are scenarios where it makes sense to be all in, where you feel like you got to do it now or it's never going to happen. I just don't think that's where the Jets are right now. And trading for Aaron Rodgers, I think, would show that the Jets are completely all in. And I think, again, you would be, I think, materially reducing your odds of success in future years for a very short window. And a short window is tough because you never know what's going to happen. You may have a key injury in a big game. You know, you may have a call go against you in a big game. The best way, I think, the most likely way to win a championship is to have a long window. Have a 5 to 6, 7, 8 year window where you're constantly at the top of the league. And maybe one of those years things bounces your way. I mean, look at the Kansas City Chiefs under Andy Reid. They've been good his entire tenure there. He's been there a decade now. They have won Super Bowl. And it's because they've been there every single year. I mean, there were a couple other years where things could have bounced their way a little bit better. Maybe an injury, maybe a call goes your way in a big game. They got their championship once in 10 years, despite being, you know, near the top of the NFL and all that time. And if you want to just limit it to the Mahomes era, right now they have one championship. And we'll see what happens on Sunday. But they also could be stalled in the chance to win the second championship because of a Mahomes injury that you're not expecting. I look at this Jets team and I see a team that seems to be moving in the right direction. A team that's got young star power in Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. It's great to talk about this. I mean, I can't count how many times through the years I've talked about how the Jets aren't even close. They're moving in the right direction. Does adding a quarterback, even one as great as Aaron Rodgers, though, make them the Super Bowl favorite? Is this the quarterback who's going to put... I mean, listen, it's possible, but if I was betting on it, I don't think I'd go with that. And I look at this and I say, you know what? This is a team that's got a good core to build around. And a steadier build. You know, one where you're maybe taking a little bit of a slower approach, that can get them to the top of the league with this kind of blue chip talent. You know, I don't think they're close the way maybe Tampa Bay, and I know Tampa Bay had a losing record in 2019, but there was a lot of talent on that team. That team was ready to win. The Rams, when they got Matthew Stafford, they were ready to, they were a team that was in the playoffs constantly. They had been to the Super Bowl a few years earlier. They were ready to win. The Jets are improving, and the Jets have a good core. I don't know that the Jets are a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl team. Now, I think they're a quarterback away from being a playoff team. And you never know what happens when you get into the playoffs. Sometimes you get hot at the right time, but that's not something you count on. That's not something I think you materially decrease your odds in the future over. So I think that the Jets should keep doing what they're... Now, listen, if the price tag goes down, again, I'm not against the principle per se of getting Aaron Rodgers. My issue right now is the price, and I feel like nobody's really talking about that. I feel like everybody's focused on the Aaron Rodgers aspect. And I understand it. Listen, he has been as valuable of a quarterback in this league as there's been in the last 20 years. I mean, you'd have to talk Tom Brady. You'd have to talk Peyton Manning. Maybe one day you'll talk Patrick Mahomes, but there's a very short list of quarterbacks since the turn of the century who have been as valuable as Aaron Rodgers. In fact, he's been more valuable than Brett Favre. I dare say he's had a better career than his predecessor, Brett Favre, which was not easy to do because of how iconic Favre was. But I don't know that tearing everything down for a two-year window. Again, this is totally different if you think he's going to be here for a long time. I'd honestly be willing to pay almost any price. But for 2 years, and after those 2 years, you're really, really hurting your chances. I don't know that's the right move. And there's one additional risk with Aaron Rodgers I'm not sure people are really talking about right now. And that's he's approaching 40 years old. And there may be some signs of decline there. As we continue on this Friday episode of the Locked On Jets podcast, we'll talk about the thing nobody really wants to talk about. Question of how long Aaron Rodgers is going to remain great. The NFL playoffs are here, and we are very excited about our new sports betting partner on Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And this episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by FanDuel. If you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line point spreads to player props. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payout with a same-game parlay, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. This is the Locked On Jets podcast here on this Friday. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Is he the right guy for the Jets? Well, I think it depends. And I think the current price needs to come down for it to make sense for this team. And part of this is, I think there's more risk with Aaron Rodgers than people realize. He's approaching 40. You know, I think Tom Brady may have skewed our views on how a quarterback ages. And Tom Brady's one of a kind. Even Aaron Rodgers may not be a Tom Brady. And there may be some sign of deterioration in Aaron Rodgers' game. Last year, this is an amazing stat that shocked me. And part of the reason it shocked me was near the end of the season, the national media was going on and on about how he was his old self again, how the thumb injury had held him back. Now he looked like Aaron Rodgers again. Aaron Rodgers did not have a single 300-yard passing game last season. And his QBR, which is a stat ESPN puts together to judge quarterback play, 39.3, which is below average. It was not a great season by any stretch of the imagination for Aaron Rodgers. His touchdowns were down to 26. His interceptions were up to 12. You know, not terrible numbers, but not the numbers you'd expect from a vintage Aaron Rodgers. His yards per attempt were 6.8 yards. And listen, there are some explanations for this that are conceivable. First is that he did play with an injury through much of the season. You know, he played through a broken thumb, not an easy thing to do. Second, I think less convincing, but needs to be pointed out, he lost Davante Adams. The Packers did not have a very good receiving core. The reason I say less convincing is I still feel like a vintage Aaron Rodgers has one 300-yard game in him. Understanding the Chiefs have good weapons around Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes' numbers got better this year without Tyreek Hill. You know, great quarterback elevates everybody, and I'm skeptical that Rodgers would have fallen off that much just because of the supporting cast. Now, you had the thumb in, I guess it makes sense. The counterpoint to the thumb argument is first four games of the year when he was healthy, he still didn't look that great. They still were kind of a struggle. He did not. I don't think he looked like vintage Aaron Rodgers even before he suffered the injury. So even by the most charitable assessment, you know, there are some question marks. Now, this is not to say Aaron Rodgers is washed up. But what I am saying is that you have to look at this and say, there's some risk here. There's some risk involved here. He may not be washed up. He may not be in decline. Maybe it was the thumb. But I don't know that for sure. And when we're talking about acquiring a player, there's always a degree of risk involved. You know, when you're talking about a guy moving to a new city, a new locker room, a new playbook, you never know for sure how a player is going to react to that. And I think as a player ages, you also have to factor in the potential decline into any move you make. And that needs to be factored into the price for a player. And again, my issue is not with the player itself. My issue is with the price the Jets would have to pay to get him. At a lower price, a lower salary, less draft capital going to Green Bay in return, I can understand, you know, the enticement. Because while there's risk, there's also great reward. I don't need to tell you how great this quarterback has been through his career. I don't need to tell you how he's elevated his Green Bay team. But the added risk here is you're talking about a quarterback who's 40 years old. A quarterback who may not be great forever. It happens to everybody. I mean, I've seen it happen to Peyton Manning. I've seen it happen to pretty, you name him. Unless somebody retired early, you're even kind of seeing it with Brady now, where Brady's not the guy he used to be. Brady's still maybe an effective quarterback. He's not the guy he used to be. And that's another danger here, is even if Aaron Rodgers is an effective quarterback, and I think he still was an effective quarterback this year, you're paying an awful lot for an effective quarterback. And the Jets really, you know, there are other areas you can go to just get an effective quarterback. And if you're giving up two first-round picks and paying this amount for a guy who's just going to be, you know, a decent quarterback, well, listen, it certainly would help the Jets. But again, the price matters too. You have a finite number of resources in this league. And if you're paying a premium price for something, you better be getting a premium return. I don't know that you're getting it. So I think that this is another factor that needs to come into play, because we don't really know what it's impossible to prove either way. You know, we can't say how the season would have went if his thumb had stayed healthy. And listen, it's also true that some players just have down years. A couple of years ago, you know, it sounded like people thought it was the end for Rodgers in Green Bay, and he kind of just was in a slump, and he broke out of it and won back-to-back MVPs. And so that's also a factor you have to consider, is maybe it is just a slump. But the thing is, we can't say for sure. And because we can't say for sure, that needs to be reflected in the price. And I have to say that at the current two first-round picks and the current contract, I just don't think it's a risk the Jets should take. Again, the price comes down, it's a little bit different, but I see a lot of enthusiasm for this potential deal. I don't know that people are really factoring in what this means right now. I think people are maybe thinking about the Aaron Rodgers of 10 years ago, even the Aaron Rodgers of 5 years ago. I don't think they're factoring in what this means right now. The fact you're only getting a couple years out of him at most, and the price you're taking and the risk you're taking on. For the Jets, something's got to change. Now, again, you can make the deal, but not at the current cost. Anyway, that's all for today's episode. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, if you enjoy the show, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please a 5-star review. If you enjoy the show, if you're watching on YouTube, a big thumbs up. These things help the channel out and help other Jets fans find the podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the championship games. We'll be back on Monday to talk more Jets.